Heidi and Becker from the University of Nottingham bring you A Pocket of Poetry on Nottingham Hospitals Radio.
Welcome to Pockets of Poetry. I'm Becca, and alongside the lovely Heidi,
hi guys,
we will be hosting a little poetry segment here on NUH Radio. Both of us are third year students studying English with creative writing at the University of Nottingham. And each week we'll bring you two poems, each inspired by a shared theme and followed by a song that ties into it. So think of this segment as an invitation to pause, take a moment to breathe, reflect and connect through our little pockets of poetry.
So we thought this week we'd do a couple of autumnal themed poems before it officially starts getting dark at 4 p.m. and we get into the horrible minus temperatures. I mean, I must say, autumn is definitely my favourite season, especially if you're going for a walk outside. The trees, they look so gorgeous this time of year. All of the oranges and the yellows and the greens, I just love it. So in line with this focus on the outdoors, the poem I'd like to share with you all today is An Ode to Autumn by John Keats. So a little bit of background on Keats before I give you all a read of the poem. He is one of the big romantic poets. So if you've heard of poets like Byron and Shelley, then he's basically along the same vein. The Romantics loved nature, and this poem in particular talks about the English countryside in a 19th century autumn. It's a beautiful poem with such vivid and gorgeous language, and I hope you love it as much as I do. So here is An Ode to Autumn by John Keats. Season of mists, a mellow fruitfulness, close bosom friend of the maturing sun, conspiring with him how to load and bless with fruit the vines that round the thatch eaves run, to bend with apples the mossed cottage trees and fill all fruit with the ripeness to the core, to swell the gourd and plump the hazel shells with a sweet kernel to set budding more, and still more, later flowers for the bees, until they think warm days will never cease, for summer has o'erbrimmed their clammy cells. Who hath not seen thee oft amid thy store? Sometimes whoever seeks abroad may find thee sitting careless on a granary floor, thy hair soft lifted by the winnowing wind, or on a half-reaped furrow sound asleep, drowsed with the fume of poppies, while thy hook spares the next swath and all its twined flowers. And sometimes, like a gleaner, thou dost keep steady thy laden head across a brook, or by a cider press with patient look. Thou watchest the last oozings, hours by hours. Where are the songs of spring? Aye, where are they? Think not of them, thou hast thy music too. While barred clouds bloom the soft dying day, and touch the stubble plains with rosy hue. Then, in a wailful choir, the small gnats mourn among the river sallows, born aloft or sinking as the light wind lives or dies, and full-grown lambs loud bleat from hilly bourn. Hedge crickets sing, and now, with treble soft, the red breast whistles from a garden croft, and gathering swallows twitter in the skies. So, now that we've had a lovely outdoorsy poem, I was wondering, Becca, what are your favourite indoor autumn activities if you're planning to spend a nice cosy day in?
Okay, so an ideal evening for me in autumn is having some candles on, putting some chill music in the background, and just journaling.
Oh, gorgeous.
I have four journals right now on rotation, so one for gratitude, one for manifesting, one for habit tracking, and one for just like a general diary entry type of thing. And I think it helps me keep grounded, especially in a season where you can feel a little bit lower than usual.
Absolutely.
I'm loving it at the moment.
Especially at the start of the academic year, I feel like it's good to be able to get all your thoughts out into the open.
100%. And what about you? What have you been up to in terms of indoor hobbies?
I must say, my recent obsession is knitting. I only started a week ago and I'm making a scarf currently. Hopefully that won't go wrong for me. I mean, knitting's just great. You can do it anywhere. I mean, I'll even take it to my lectures. Don't tell my lecturers that. But no, it's such a lovely on-the-go habit. So I recommend it to anybody who wants something to do with their hands while they're having a little film night. Whatever they fancy.
Oh, I love that. I think I might need to give it a go.
So, Becca, what poem have you picked to share with us today?
Well, today I'm going to be looking at Anne Bronte's poem, Lions Composed in a Wood on a Windy Day. The youngest of three famous sisters, Anne Bronte's 19th century poetry feels like a quiet moment to sit and observe. Anne is tended unfairly to be overshadowed by her famous sisters, Charlotte and Emily, but she is one of the greatest Victorian writers in her own right. The poem, Lions Composed in a Wood on a Windy Day, is a poem about perspective, about choosing to notice the casual magic in an ordinary day. While many poems celebrate the brightness of summer or the bloom of spring, this one finds beauty in the colder, less glamorous moments. It reminds us that beauty is found where we choose to see it. So this is Lions Composing a Word on a Windy Day by Anne Bronte. My soul is awakened, my spirit is soaring, and carried aloft on the wings of the breeze. For above and around me the wild wind is roaring, arousing to rapture the earth and the seas. The long withered grass in the sunshine is glancing, the bare trees are tossing their branches on high, and the dead leaves beneath them are merrily dancing, the white clouds are scudding across the blue sky. I wish I could see how the ocean is lashing, the foam of its billows to whirlwinds of spray. I wish I could see how its proud waves are dashing and hear the wild roar of their thunder today. So Heidi, what's been your go-to songs and rotation for this autumn?
Well, I've got two main albums that I'm obsessed with at the moment. One of them is Sam Fender's People Watching,
which
recently won the Mercury Prize. And I also have to flex that I did go and see this live.
Oh my goodness.
He's a brilliant performer. I love the songs. Rain Me In might be one of my absolute favourites. And speaking of Rain Me In, my other top album at the moment is Olivia Dean's The Art of Loving.
Oh my goodness, I've had that album on repeat at the moment.
It sounds like everybody has. Mm-hmm. All of my friends are listening to it. It's such a gorgeous album. It's so uplifting for autumn. So if you've got a bit of the autumnal blues, I think this is a great one to chuck on at the moment.
I think that's fantastic.